Yes, yay. I love it, John. You know, I had to come in with the singing early. Woo. My man John Reichel has had a long week. This is his last show of the day. Hey, and I'm going to end him strong. Y'all know how we do Real Life, Real Talk Nation. Yo, what's going on, everybody? Normally, I let D'Angelo kick it a little bit longer, but I had to come into the microphone early because I'm so excited. I'm so elated. I'm so enthused. I'm so excited to be here with y'all. So you know how we kick it, man. Listen, from the north to the south and the east to the west, listen, do not stress. And the reason being is because you know you are blessed. All right. It's your hostess with the mostest, Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks himself, Mr. Real Life, Real Talk himself, and I have a smile on my face, y'all. I'm live and wild on your radio dial with a smile on my face, energy to waste. If you're looking for inspiration, unity, and community, then watch this. You are in the right place. And so you already know, let's go. Watch this so we can grow. Tyler Campbell here. I'm at TC Speaks 32 on all social media platforms. Whatever you are looking at, you can find me. I'm Tyler at TCSpeaks.com. That is my real email. You can also check me out at www.iamtylercampbell.com. This is the Horn radio station. You send in your text messages. I'm live on IG right now. Sending your text messages to the show 512-337-3776. We are a show for the people. It is each one teach one and each one reach one. This is the Horn. We are live, we are local, and we are digital, man. It's been a couple of weeks, so y'all know I'm coming with passion, energy, thunder, and drive today. I'm going to have it going on today, man. I'm so incredibly thankful. First, let me check in with my man, John Reichel, because I got a lot of great news. We're going to get into some nuggets right off the bat, and if you're a Cowboys fan, you definitely want to stay tuned to what I'm about to reveal to you. But Big John, it's been a minute. How are you doing, my brother?
It's been great. It's been only like, what, 6 weeks, but it feels like it's been years.
Has it been that long?
It's been close to that
Golly,
yeah.
It's been that long. We've been neglecting you guys. Hey, we apologize. It's just what happens when, you know, this is the show, the station for the Texas Longhorns, so we got to go with what they got going. Got a message coming in. I'm listening to you today live in Jackson, Mississippi. Love Jackson, Mississippi, man. Going down I-20. Listen, some great catfish down in Jackson, Mississippi. Everybody tuning in, text me in. Let me know where you're tuning in from. Be safe on the road wherever you are. And, man, I got to throw this thing out there. I told you I was a Cowboys fan, and growing up, it was rough being a Cowboys fan in my household. My father's a Houston Oilers fan, obviously, because he played for them. And when the Oilers left Texas, man, it left us with the Cowboys. All right? So my dad hates the fact that I like the Cowboys. I'm keeping 100 with you. But the amazing thing happened this week. There's actually a production that's taking place right now with NFL Films. They're doing a film overneath all the players who won the Heisman as well as are featured in the NFL Hall of Fame. All right, my father, Earl Campbell, is lucky enough to be, I think there might be 8 or 9 guys that might be living still that are Pro Football Hall of Famers as well as Heisman Trophy winners. But anyway, NFL Films came down to Austin, Texas, right? And they're filming my pop and doing all of his behind-the-scenes interviews down here at the University of Texas. And while we're sitting there at midfield, my brother, my father, and myself, yo, I see this being in the distance. And I'm like, yo, that's Zeke Elliott. And I know this is Zeke Elliott because I'm a down hard Cowboys fan. I'm looking at the opposite end, 60, 70 yards away. I'm like, yo, that's Zeke Elliott. That's Zeke. That's Zeke the Freak. And it's getting closer and closer. And I can see his patent leather J's on. I'm like, yo, that's Zeke. And before I know it, I think NFL Films and Stan Drayton at the University of Texas, who was Zeke's running back coach when he was at Ohio State, they had surprised Zeke with a meetup with my father at the end of his filming. And so for me, I'm taking all the pictures I can, and I'm loving the moment, not just because Zeke is there, but I'm loving the moment because I know my pop has to love and embrace this meeting, and he's a Dallas Cowboy, and I know it's crushing my dad's spirit a little bit, but man, I enjoyed it, man. So shout out to Zeke Elliott, man. Good times being a Cowboys fan, and man, look forward to what this season has to offer, man. Keep feeding Zeke, will you? Keep feeding Zeke. But Real Life, Real Talk Nation, I want to thank y'all. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul. If you look at our playbacks on SoundCloud of this show, like I told y'all before, there was a time when I could only get 10 playbacks out once the live show had ended and this show posted on SoundCloud. There was a time we could only get 10 playbacks. I look back over our last 3 shows, every one of our 3 shows from the past 3 times we've been here, over 3,000 playbacks. And that is a blessing. That is a testament from you all as listeners. listeners. I appreciate y'all. Continue to take these messages on SoundCloud, post them wherever you go, tell people wherever you are. We got folks in Jackson, Mississippi listening to this show right now. Listen, take the message and share it and let it bless and let it manifest. This is not about me. This is about us. This is about we. We come on this show to get better each and every day. And shout out to the gentleman who pulled me aside in the community last Sunday. And he was like, yo, you that guy with that radio station, that Real Life Real Talk radio show, right? And I was like, yeah. He was like, man, you have no idea, but you are helping a lot of people. And there are a lot of people who are listening. So please keep doing what you're doing. So shout out to everybody. Listen, walk in your gift. As you walk in your gift, greater opportunities will happen for you. But trust that process and be obedient to what you have been blessed with, and let that thing grow and operate on it each and every day, and make that be a commitment to yourself. Like, I'm going to be me. I'm going to use what I'm godly gifted with, and I'm going to put it out into the atmosphere. And when you do those things, when you boldly trust in and believe in yourself, listen, everything comes back to you. All right. Special thank you to Samantha Costa and Sarah out there in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, with Health Union Organization, with Health Union LLC. It was a company that was started back in 2010 with two pharmaceutical colleagues. All right. They understood the untapped potential to leverage technology in ways that would be able to help people who are living with chronic conditions. So they started this thing called Health Union to help people with chronic conditions. This is why I want you all to do a self-assessment and analysis of yourself, especially when it comes to social media and your websites and whatever it is that you are doing as a person. Samantha and Sarah, they found me via social media and my website. They liked what they saw, and as a result of what they saw all the way out in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, they allowed me to do a keynote session for them about 2 weeks ago, and it was a 45-minute keynote with a 15-minute question and answer, and I thank them. And I'm saying that stuff not to brag or to boast about me as a speaker. This is not what this is about. What I'm saying this is, there's somebody who's an entrepreneur, or there's somebody who is doing an added job outside of what their regular workload and job is, and I want you all to assess your website, all right? Assess your social media. What is it when people come to where you are, where you post, even if it's LinkedIn, when they come to meet you, when they come to find you, when they've heard about you, when they click on your name, when they come see what it is that you're posting, what it is that they show, what that you're showing, does it showcase everything that you want them to know about yourself and what you do? All right. Or do you have a bunch of stuff on there about friends, families, parties, mixed with all the stuff that you're trying to do as an entrepreneur? I need everybody to be consistent in what they are doing. The reason being is because you may only get one opportunity for somebody to click your profile and scroll through to see what it is that you have to offer. I had never met Samantha and Sarah a day in my life. What I know about Philadelphia is, Rocky. All right. All right. Philly cheesesteaks. And what is it? This company, I forget, they have a lot of sweets. And my father loves the Tasty Cakes. That's all I know about Philly. These folks in Philly found me, right? And they found me just because of what my social media looked like and how consistent it is, all right? So that's what I want you all to focus on. When people look at you, when they Google, or when they go to your social media, when they go to your website, will they find what it is that you are looking for them to call on you as? All right. Or will it be confused because your posts are never consistent? All right. That is very imperative. When they say your name, they need to know. Like, when you go to my stuff, you know that I'm some type of speaker or some type of this. And I want people to just trust in yourself with what you have. People will find you. You never know who is looking at your stuff. And all you got is that one opportunity. So don't cut yourself short by getting beat over the head because your social media and your website, it don't mount up. You are a truck driver by trade. Shout out to Big George. But on your site, it may say something totally different. They may be seeing nothing but stuff about you partying and doing stuff. It's like, man, you're not going to get gigs from people like that. All right. Hey, shout out to Big E. Welcome back, TC. Shout out to Lul and Big E. I love you. Love you and respect you. I appreciate you. Everybody on social media who's tuning in, thank y'all for tuning in. I already got the topic for the next time I get on this show just by talking about this stuff. Listen, I want to tell somebody, like, trust yourself. I think that's going to be the title of next time I get on this microphone. Trust yourself. Because there's a lot of people who want to make those next steps, but they're fearful of what experiences could be created by putting yourself out there and by operating in your gift. And understand that when you start to trust yourself somehow, some way, because your belief in yourself is so strong, you know that eventually you're going to get to a place where you're going to come out on top. There's going to be some bumps and some bruises, some learning curves along the way. Some of my entrepreneurs, some people who are leveling up within the companies, their organizations, even through new philosophies that you are trying to evoke or create on your family, there's going to be some growing pains with there. There's going to be some bad experiences that you're going to experience. But at the same time, there's going to be opportunities for growth. And you know that great things are coming because you trust yourself. Man, that's a topic for next week. Hey, we'll come back on the other side of this break, y'all. We'll be going over the subject. Yo, don't bark if you can't bite. Ha! Let that marinate. Let's go. Take us out, Big John. Let me spell it for you. WILLIE. Nobody truer than HOV. And I'm back for more. New York's ambassador. Prime Minister. Back to finish my business up. What more can I do? Hey, the gift wasn't singing. I do like the microphone, but man, when you hear that Jay-Z, yo, one of the greatest to ever do it. One of the best. Jay-Z, man. Somebody who's been in the rap game consistently and dominant on top for a prolonged period of time. And he and Lil Wayne, I love them both because all their rap lyrics come from freestyles. That means they don't write stuff down, bruh. They go into a microphone like I am on today. People play those tracks and they end up just going off of whatever their gift. You talking about absolute trust? They go into a booth and cut records, whatever is off the top of their dome. That is a special, crazy, crazy, crazy gift. And I love Jay-Z for it. That's why I think the next two tracks that we have on the show, yo, it's going to feature him, man. It's your boy Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks, coming live and wild on your radio dial. I'm live on IG at TC Speaks 32. That's all my social media. And this is The Horn, 104.9. We are live. We are local. We are digital. And we got it going on. If you're late, yo, don't worry about it. I got you. We're going to hook it up like a tow truck. And we're going to go ahead and get into the premise of what today's message is. Starting with my man, Big John. I love you and respect you, bro. So let's cue that TC Speaks. And John, hit it with me two times. Hit me with two times when you can. That's one. That's two. That's it, y'all. Listen, let's go, ladies and gentlemen, so we can grow. I appreciate y'all for spending some time with me on your Saturday midday, all right? So the topic for this today's message, yo, write this thing down. Write this thing down. Don't bark, ha, if you can't bite, all right? Don't bark if you can't bite. Stay with me because I'm going to dive in deeper as to what this thing means. Listen to me. The world will never be the same again after going through a pandemic or living through pandemic like we are in. All right. Nobody's ever been through anything like this. And the world won't be the same. I don't care where you are because of it. Right. There's been new safety measures, new safety policies have been put into place. There's new rules in our children's school systems. All right. New departments have been created based off of what has taken place within the world. Some stuff has even been let go of or downsized. All right. There's new departments. We've gone from meeting up regularly face to face to now we do stuff virtually. Zoom. All right. Twitch. Yo, you click a platform. There's too many to be out there to count. All right. Some people have gone through lost jobs. All right. And on the flip side of this, some people like those of you who listen to this show have decided to make that leap and develop entrepreneurship in the midst of things getting taken away from you. All right. New specific positions of leadership have started to rise. All right. There's been a greater emphasis on human resources departments across the country. All right. Because there's been levels of diversity that must be created. This is the world that we are living in. I'm talking about don't bark if you can't bite. All right. Here's the deal. It's imperative that I lay down what I would like to consider Tyler Campbell's golden rule. All right. And there's a lot of golden rules out there. Y'all know this. Yeah. Treat others like you want to be treated. All right. Loving people. Those are golden rules. I don't have to say those. You already know those as listeners, man. Y'all live by that creed. This is my golden rule personally for me. Don't bark if you can't bite. And what it means is literally this. I want y'all to write this down. Don't bark if you can't bite. Stop demanding people to fulfill a task that you have yet to master or conquer for your own self. Let that marinate on the cerebrum for a second. I'm gonna rewind that, slow down, flip it, and reverse it. All right. Tyler Campbell standard version of the dictionary. Stop demanding people to fulfill a task that you have yet to conquer or master for yourself. We're talking about don't bark if you can't bite. All right. Stop putting it on your children. Stop putting it on your wife. My lady, stop putting it on your husband, your friends. Like, you want certain things out of this relationship, but you're not bringing no consistency to it. All right? You want trust out of this relationship, but you're not bringing, but you're doing things behind people's backs. But you want the trust. All right? Stop demanding more out of people than what you are able to do or master for yourself. Like, you want love out of a relationship, or you want love out of interactions with people. You want respect out of interactions with the people, but you got a foul mouth. And your reliability as a person is unquestionable at all times. But these are the things that you are demanding out of other people, but you ain't even showing it up for yourself. So here's the thing. Stop barking, my brothers and my sisters, and you ain't even biting. It doesn't make sense. You got to look in the mirror and hold yourself accountable. As a matter of fact, that is principle number one. Before you begin each and every day, when we talk about the principle of don't bark if you can't bite, talk to the man or the woman in the mirror. Remind me of Michael Jackson. The man in the mirror, right? Talk to the man or the woman in the mirror every single morning that you are blessed to wake up. I want you to take some time and have a legitimate conversation, overhaul, thought process, and quiet moment with yourself, and have a talk with the man in the mirror and ask yourself to just focus on sun up and sun down. Are you bringing forth your best self from sun up to sundown? Like, that's the focal point that I want people. I want people to focus on being the best themselves that they can possibly be, and make it a point to yourself. Like, put yourself out there from time to time. All right. Be more vocal or adamant about what your heart and what your soul are feeling in that moment, and be firm enough to stand by it. All right. There's going to be some pitfalls along the way. All right. But at the same time, in your shortcomings, there's going to be a level of growth. There's going to be an added level of respect. When you start to showcase to people what it is that you value in them, what it is that you value in yourself, what are those principles that you live your life by? Are you being vocal about those things so that people understand what perspective you are coming from and what you are expecting for others to do for you in return? All right. You got to talk to the man and the woman in the mirror so you can understand what it is that you value of yourself and what you are looking for in your relationships. All right. College football is notorious for always dealing out special stories. I don't always watch full games, but I do listen to stories that come from people throughout the college, these athletes that we watch for college football. There's a gentleman by the name of Will Anderson who plays for the University of Alabama. All right. He is a sophomore at the University of Alabama. He starts at outside linebacker. When he came out of high school at the age of 18, he was the number 6th ranked outside linebacker in the entire country. He's from Georgia. Interestingly enough, he was number 6. The number 3 person at his position is actually at the University of Alabama as well. They came in at the same time. His name is Chris Braswell. This gentleman, Will Anderson, is actually starting over him. All right. But what I found out for his story, how it relates to don't bark if you can't bite, was that Alabama, we all know this, man. They were upset by Texas A&M. To all my Aggies out there, y'all are still riding this wave of victory, man. I'm not mad at you. But after the game lost to Alabama, to Texas A&M the next week, Will Anderson showed up at a press conference for the University of Alabama, and he flat out challenged his teammates over the press conference and in the locker room prior to the interview. And he said flat out, yo, we aren't playing like this ever again. And he's like, I said it before in the Florida game. We played Florida, but I guess none of my teammates actually took me seriously. And so what he said was, I'm going to show them what Alabama football is supposed to look like through practice and through gameplay this entire week. He threw and put himself out there. And yes, he could have been fearful of failure. And yes, he could have been worried that, man, perhaps my teammates may look at me and not respect me anymore because I'm challenging them. And those are the same things that I'm encouraging other people when I say, don't bark if you can't bite. Like, you want this added effort out of other people in your relationships, but are you stepping up to the plate and saying, yo, I'm going to model what I want this relationship to be. Y'all stay with me. I'm going to model what I want this relationship to be. I want to model how this organization should run. I want to model how I should be as the perfect husband or the perfect spouse or the perfect father for my children. Are you putting that stuff out there? Chris did that, or Will did that. And he put it out there, and the following week, he ended up having 4 tackles for loss and 4 sacks, setting a record at the University of Alabama, or tying a record, because he was bold enough to put himself out there. All right? You have a talk to the man in the morning in the mirror, and then you put yourself out there confidently and take whatever comes back, but at least you have an understanding of what you are expecting. All right? Let's go, ladies and gentlemen, so we can grow. Take us out, Big John. be a star. Come on, man. Jay-Z, you can't knock the hustle, man. Y'all know how much. Let that play a little bit, John. Y'all know how much I love Mary J. Blige, man. This is 90s hip-hop, y'all. This is what I grew up on. Jay-Z, you can't knock the hustle. Listen, everybody who's out there trying to get it and you're trying to make something of yourself in this world, don't let people come in and knock your hustle. Don't let people come in and try to tear you away from what it is that you are building up for yourself, all right? You are building yourself up for something. Stop letting people come in your life and try to break you down. They will try to do it, but don't let them knock your hustle. It's not meant for them to understand. Yo, this is TC Speaks, a.k.a. Mr. Tyler Campbell. We are live. We are local. We are digital on 104.9 The Horn. I'm live on IG at TC Speaks 32. Text us in at 512-337-3776. I'm hype. It's been like 5 weeks, John. Said since we've been on the microphone for this show. So therefore, we're talking about, listen, don't bark if you can't bite. And I was letting other people know in the previous segment, listen, this thing is all about your expectations for the standard that you have for yourself. And you have to look yourself in the mirror each and every day. That was principle number one. Look yourself in the mirror each and every day and figure out, doggone it, what are the things that you value? What are the things that you need in your relationships? What are the things that, what's the standard that you hold yourself up to? And you don't look for other people, you don't look for other people to raise you to that standard. You need to already be there based off of how you view yourself as a male or as a female in this world that we live in, all right? Other people should be trying to rise to meet you where you are, but you don't put it squarely on somebody else's shoulders, all right, to get you to that place. Listen, we talk about don't bark if you can't bite. Stop demanding people to fulfill a task that you have yet to master or conquer for yourself, all right? So I want people, if you need more love, I want you to focus greater on loving yourself. Right? Master that. Because you expecting it out of other people, but you don't love yourself in return. Tell me how in the world does that work? All right, so it starts with the man or the woman in the mirror, and I showcased and used the example of Will Anderson challenging his teammates at the University of Alabama last week to play better, and as a result, this sophomore put himself out there. He told his teammates, we can do better, we can be better, and instead of being fearful, instead of holding his words back because he was like, I'm not going to bark if I can't bite, he put himself out there, had enough confidence in what he was doing, trusted what he had internally because we've all been gifted with something, and what did he do? He came out last week, got four sacks, four tackles for loss, ended up tying Alabama's sack record, who was held by recently, I guess, what is his name? Derek Thomas, nine-time Pro Bowler and NFL Hall of Famer. This young man who was a sophomore at University of Alabama tied it. And people would have said, yo, Will, why did you challenge your teammates like that? Why did you hold them to that standard? He's like, bro, because I hold myself to that standard. I'm not worried about not being able to go out on this football field and not being able to rise. I'm going to rise, and I'm going to lead it by example. I'm going to bark, and I'm going to bite because I already know what I'm capable of, all right? Some people bark out these orders and their expectations, and they're not even living up to what they are expecting from people in return. Y'all got to get this right. So it starts with the man or the woman in the mirror. Y'all hold on to that first key principle. You got to start with you, some you. You got to start with the standards that you set for yourself. And you got to take those over into your relationships with people. All right. There are people who are on their jobs right now. And you as a leader, a person in leadership, you're expecting your workers to rise to that standard. But you ain't even holding the standard right in turn within your organization. You showing up late, but you want other people to be on time. Right. You taking breaks early, but you want other people to put in hours. It doesn't make sense, bro. Don't bark it if you can't bite. Hold yourself accountable first. And then when you feel like you are to that level of standard and then you need other people to rise to it, then you start putting it out there in challenge. But don't raise the challenge if you ain't showing them something to live by in the first place. Right? To my ladies who are in relationships out here, like you expecting a man to do certain things, but you won't even do some of these things internally for yourself. That man should only be aiding the things that you value in and of yourself. He should not be doing something that you don't first and foremost instill for who you are as a woman because you got value. That man needs to raise himself up to where you are, right? Don't you lower that bar, and don't you expect him to do it, and vice versa for my fellas in relationships too. It goes the same way. Don't bark it, y'all, if we can't bite. All right, principle number two. I'm on a tangent. I need to get it together. Principle number two. Refrain from the I know it all syndrome. Principle number two, don't bark if you can't bite. Refrain from the I know it all syndrome. According to the Tyler Campbell standard version of the dictionary, here we go. What's the know it all syndrome? People that talk and walk as if they know everything, but in all actuality, they are unable to produce anything. Yo, let that marinate on your cerebrum. Came with that thunder on that one. Y'all need to catch up. Y'all need to pick up what it is that I'm putting down. All right. The know-it-all syndrome is this. TCSV, Tyler Campbell Standard Version of the Dictionary. People that talk and walk as if they know everything, but in all actuality, they are unable to produce anything. What you talking about, TC? Yo, listen, I got you. I'm going to hook it up like a tow truck. You ever seen that situation where you have a boss who's always talking, or in the streets, people are always talking. In the barbershop, people are always talking. I've worked for this corporation. I did this over here. I own this type of house. I mentored here. I went on to do this. I graduated from school here. But they haven't produced any fruit on the back end. They haven't helped level up anybody on the back end. They've said they've done this thing, but they actually have no proof in the pudding, and people have not been blessed best off of what it is that they've done, but yet they are in leadership positions of an organization. Listen to me. Don't bark if you can't bite. Check yourself, my brothers and my sisters, all right? You got to look from yourself from within. And what I learned is, like, people who say that they've done all of this stuff, or say that they've done this, or they've been awarded over here, or they are the greatest to do this or the greatest to do that, you really and truly find out if that person is all about that and if they know everything that they say they know based off of when pressure starts to burst pipes. The person who asks the most questions when pressure starts to mount up, or when nervousness starts to reveal itself, you then find out if that person really is who they say they are. Because a lot of people suffer from the I know it all syndrome, and they talk. But when stuff actually happens, that's when you find out if that person is really made up, or really can rise up to the facade that they put in front of people as to who they really and truly are. And you know this because when pressure starts to mount up, they'll be the first ones to start asking questions. Have you ever been in a position on your job, maybe in an organization or even in a relationship, when things start to go south or deadlines are starting to approach and people tend to ask more questions than they do providing solutions? Yo, that means that person is barking more than they can bite. That means they don't know everything that they say that they know. And a lot of individuals suffer from the know-it-all syndrome. And you know, it reveals itself when things start to seriously start to fall apart. And the crazy thing, I want to speak to the people who, when you see this stuff on your job, I want you to hold true to who you are as an individual on this earth. There are people, you are diminishing your self-worth constantly because you get around people who say that they know it all and have done this and have done that. And you hear their accolades, then you diminish your own worth, and you've been working the same doggone job for over 10, 12 years. But yet when you hear this person talk like this, you feel like you don't have any value towards what it is that you bring, and you start to diminish your own sense of self-worth. And I'm telling y'all, don't do that. All right? Because you don't know if this person is actually suffering from the know-it-all syndrome. But here's how you know, and here's how you measure the bar. You measure the bar by when things start to go wrong and things start to go south, that person who's in the leadership position, that person who says they know it all, those statements start to turn into questions. What do we do in this moment? What if this happens? What if you start to hear what, and when, and why, that means that person isn't necessarily as qualified as they say they are. And that's how you bring that worth and that confidence and that dominion back to you, because you know you got staying power. Because in those situations, you know exactly what to doggone do. And therefore, those are the things that you should hold on to and be true to. I'm not telling everybody to listen to this show, go off to your job and badmouth people who you know are in these leadership positions and they're not holding themselves true. I am not telling you to do that. Don't you say TC telling me to do that and you go back and get fired on your job. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is when you recognize it, when you hear more questions in pressure times instead of more solutions given by people of leadership, that means that person doesn't necessarily know. And when you recognize that, that should help you sustain some value for yourself, some love for yourself, some worth for yourself. And that allows you to approach the position or the position you have to deal with on your job or in your relationships with patience. Because in your mind, like, you know, it's like, man, this person says that, but I actually know what to do in these situations. And that should give you the confidence to be able to stand as a man or as a woman. And that's what keeps you humble. That's what keeps you patient. That keeps you from acting belligerent on your job, because you really and truly understand, like, yo, I know what to do. I know what to do. I know what to do in this situation. This other person don't know. All right. So again, this is TC. I'm not telling you to go back and get fired from your job. What I'm telling you is catch it so you can be aware of people who bark more than they bite, and they suffer from the know-it-all syndrome. All right. When you start to hear more questions from a person in a leadership position than you hear of solutions, yo, that's when you know you got something. For me personally, when I was in the meat business, man, listen, in the meat business, working for my dad's sausage company, I heard more questions than solutions. And that's what gave me the confidence as a young salesman. So I would go out and I would teach myself all these other things. I would develop my own relationships, and people began to be awe about all the doors I was knocking down out of state. And they used to look at me differently because I was young and I was in the sales force, and they became surprised. But what it was I caught on to the fact that a lot of people were asking questions and they weren't coming up with solutions. And I would have solutions, and I would have patience, and I would have peace in my heart because I knew that I could take these solutions and build my own level of customers, and it would be blowing people away back at the corporate office. What for? I got something of value. And that's the same thing I'm telling people who are listening in today. Yo, you got value. Don't get in awe of somebody else's fireworks that they blowing off the mouth because they got the know-it-all syndrome. You hold true to your worth, and you listen to those keys. You hold true to that confidence. You have a smile on your face, and you do the best for your organization and do the best for your relationships. Why? Because you know you got it from within, and can't nobody take that thing from you. Have patience, have peace. Stay away from that know-it-all syndrome. Don't bark if you can't bite. Take us out, Big John. Good company who loves all and hates not one. And one day you gonna be with your son. I could have rapped about my hard times in this song. Come on, Scarface. But heaven knows I wouldn't have been wrong. It wouldn't have been right. It wouldn't have been life. It wouldn't have been life. It wouldn't have been love. Come on, this can't be life. Yo, listen, I love Jay-Z. I know this is a Jay-Z playlist, but I love this song because he was nice enough to put our man Scarface. You from the state of Texas and you like dope lyricists? Yo, you got to have Scarface in there. Love Scarface. And Jay-Z put him in for This Can't Be Life, This Can't Be Love, man. There's got to be more. Like, there's got to be more for us in this world. There's got to be more. But we got to put in the work to be able to get there, man. Thank you, Jay-Z. I appreciate everybody for listening in. This is Tyler Campbell. I'm at TC Speaks 32, 512-337-3776. I want to shout out my brother from another mother, Vicente Coatney, who told me, hey, man, I'm talking today. Listen, this is straight from the heart. I love everybody. I respect everybody. I am because you are. Tyler Campbell is sitting here. TC is sitting here over this microphone because of the so many people who have poured into me, who have spoken life into me. Y'all have helped me as a radio station, as listeners. Y'all have helped me get to this place. I am not here without you guys. That's the only reason this show is still here. Real life, real talk. This is because of you. I'm just a vessel. I'm just a messenger. This is The Horn. We are live. We are local. And we are digital. Today's topic, yo, don't bark if you can't bite. All right? You got to talk to the man or the woman in the mirror. What do I mean about don't bark if you can't bite? This was my definition. Yo, stop demanding people to fulfill a task that you have yet to master or conquer for yourself. A lot of times we want people to do things for us. We want them to be like this. We want them to be like that. Talk to us this way. But we don't even master that situation or that attitude or that focus or that verbiage for our own selves. And people end up demanding stuff that they don't even do for them. That makes absolutely no sense. How you gonna tell somebody to do for you what you won't even do for you? Man, don't worry about that. Somebody said, yeah, Big Ray, listen, don't worry about that. I see the pic. Big Ray said, appreciate the brain food. Don't worry about that, Big Ray. Hey, I love you and I respect you. Thank you all for tuning in and sending your stuff. But principle number one, how you keep yourself from barking, how you keep yourself from barking and biting out of line. All right, you got to govern yourself and set parameters for yourself. Talk to the man or the woman in the mirror each and every day. Have a conversation for yourself. What are the expectations that you are going to put out for yourself into the world? How will you approach your day? All right. And if there's some things that are kindling within you and you have some stuff that you want to speak out about, do not be fearful about what could happen if you have some expectations for yourself or for the others that operate around you, as long as you are willing to hold yourself to that standard first. And I use the example of my man, Will Anderson from the University of Alabama, who spoke out against his teammates, held himself to a higher standard, and he put that level on the line, and he went out and had 4 sacks, 4 tackles for loss in a game. And now he's a newfound captain of the Alabama football team as a sophomore because he held himself to a standard. He barked and he had a bite and he backed it up. So if you want something to change, you bark and you bite only if you can back it up. Don't bark, don't bite, don't complain if you can't back it up and master things for yourself. Talk to the man or the woman in the mirror. Principle number two. Principle number two. Refrain from suffering from eliminate the know-it-all syndrome. All right. People who say they went to college over here. There's a sense of entitlement because you did this. You grew up here. You played this sport. You played that sport. You did this. You did that. Refrain from the know-it-all syndrome. All right. you have to always operate from from being a lifetime learner. I say this all the time. Never think that you've arrived. Be a team player. We have people who are in leadership positions in organizations. They suffer from the know-it-all syndrome, and they are so engulfed by this syndrome that even when they need help and they know they don't know it all on their job or even in their relationships with people, their approach, they think they know everything. They won't even go to their spouses and ask their spouse for help. Because you like being on this pedestal so much, or people, you've seen it on your job. Your boss don't know it all, and instead he or she would rather be willing to give in to their own selfishness or their own way of leading. And you know it's not the right way, but they rather do that than ask for help, than humble themselves and ask other people within the organizations for like, yo, what should we do here? But here's how you know when people are suffering from the know-it-all syndrome is that they say they have these accolades. They say they can do this. They say they can do that. They say they're going to rock this way. They say they're going to do all this stuff. And yet when pressure starts to bust pipes, when deadlines start needing to be made, when things start to rise and things are getting tighter, that person who's in that leadership position will start asking questions. Or that person who's the point lead, that person who says that they know it all and they suffer from that syndrome, when things start to unravel, they're the first people to start asking questions. And this is what allows you to keep your own sense of self-worth to yourself. Because on the flip side of that thing, when you are somebody who's hearing all these comments from other people, you're starting to diminish your own sense of self-worth. You're getting appalled by the fireworks in the sky that this person is putting out, this facade that they're putting out, because they have all these grand accolades. You've diminished your self-worth along the way somehow, some way, and I want you to take it back. When people start asking questions in pressure situations, that's how you know they don't really know what it is that they say they know. When people start asking, like, what should we do here? What ifs? I don't know. The questions start to mount up more than the solutions. That's what I'm saying. They may ask questions, but the questions are going to outweigh the solutions. Then you know that person does not know what they say they know. And then in that moment, when you do know those answers and you have the calmness, or you say, hey, we should do this or we should do that internally, that's how you keep yourself focused. That's how you take back your own sense of self-worth, because you know and you got that power. You got that answer. Don't give your self-worth over to people just because they say they've got this or they've got that, and it may supersede what you have on your resume. Don't do that. It ain't that type of party. We got to refrain from that. Spot the know-it-all syndrome. All right, you got to spot it, and then don't allow yourself to succumb to it. When you hear the questions, that's how you smile from within. That's how you keep yourself from acting belligerent on your job. That's how you keep yourself from saying, hey, I'm going to leave this organization because I don't like that person in leadership. Bro, it ain't even about that person. It's about you, because you know what you possess. You know the value that you have within, and watch this. You can spot it when that person doesn't have it for themselves. It makes you laugh. That's how you're able to stay with the organization, because it almost makes you laughable. But it almost makes you laugh so much. And that's how you keep yourself sane. Again, Tyler Campbell is not telling you to go up to your job, act belligerent to the person in leadership, act belligerent to your spouse, act belligerent around your kids because they're challenging that know-it-all syndrome that you are lacking. Or because not necessarily clapping back at the leadership that you're putting forth, but that know-it-all syndrome, and you catch people in something that they said they know, but you know that they don't know it all. All right. And sometimes when people catch people slipping, they're so quick to throw it back in their face. We do that a lot in society. When we find out something that where somebody's wrong about something, bro, we throw it back into people's face as quick as we can. I'm not saying do that. All right. What I'm saying is, bro, you recognize it, and then you come to that person from a professional manner or a professional standpoint, like a real man or a real woman should. All right. So y'all don't say go back to job on Monday because you know you got a boss who talking more than they're barking more than they bite. You know what I'm saying? Don't go back and get. I'm trying not to get fired from my radio show. Y'all don't put this back on me. What I'm saying is be aware to catch it so you see how people move. All right. You see how people move, and then you take your own sense of self-worth back from whatever somebody else has tried to strip from you in that moment. Simply because, watch this, you see the know-it-all syndrome and you recognize that that person is barking more than they can bite. All right, so that's principle number two. Number three, accountability and reflection. All right, so first off, I want people to assess themselves. Don't always go looking outwardly at the people you are around. Look at yourself from within. Yo, what side of the coin are you in? All right, do you bark more than you can bite? All right. What's your tone when you speak to people? That's a big one. I know me and my wife go way left. My wife from the Bay, man, she don't take that. Yo, if I come at her with too deep of a tone, or if I talk with too much voice, too much thunder, too much, she like, bruh, who do you think you're talking to? we never gonna get anywhere. All right, so I gotta hold myself accountable. This is Tyler about the way I approach people. Like, what are your expectations? What do you lay down for yourself, and what do you put on for others? And then when you're measuring that, when you're taking this whole scope, this accountability, and this reflection session that I'm asking everybody to go through today as a third principle, when you're assessing yourself, are your expectations equal or are they lopsided? Are the expectations that you have for other people the same expectations that you have for yourself? Or is it lopsided? Are you finding that you want people to do this, do that, and you're not measuring up to the same way? If that's the case for a lot of us, it's cool. Don't worry about it. The first step in healing is recognizing. So now that you recognize it, now that we go out and change it, now we get our standards up. All right. Now we get our voices up. Now we get our understanding up. We do some self-reflection. Yo, spend some time with yourself and start to learn a little bit about yourself. How do you view yourself, and what are the viewpoints that you have for people? All right. Is your bark bigger than your bite? Have you been hurting those who are closest to you without even knowing it? That's big. It's tough and it's hard. It's a sobering reality. But I promise you, with real life, real talk, I cut no corners. You will be made all the better because of it. Your family will benefit because of it. You're like, man, hold up, man. I'm talking way more than I actually know. I'm doing too much yelling and screaming at people. But man, if I was on the flip side of that coin, how would I be reacting? Like, I have these expectations for what you should do, but I don't even expect that stuff out of myself. Yo, I need to slow down. I need to fix this. Yo, that's the type of stuff that we're talking about. Lamar, you right on time. Don't worry about that. Hey, Lamar Golf Lingo said, we need that word, TC. Love you. Hey, I love you right back. I love everybody who's listening in. This is about reflection. This is how we get better. That ability to reflect is powerful. I'm gonna showcase to this to you guys, all right? We talking about don't bark if you can't bite. I got to the point where I said to myself, listen, I gotta write a book, all right? I gotta write a book, and I love reading, but I can't stand like writing a full book. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, that's too much. What I noticed when I started going through the book writing process with the Publishing Advantage Group, you know, Mr. Kelly Cole, Dr. Oliver Reed. I've shouted them out numerous times before. There's a vision that was cast over me when I started writing my book. And when I started writing, I saw this 12, 13-year-old black boy who always had his face covered in my visions and in my dreams. And the man up above spoke into my heart and said, that's who you're writing your book for. And so I was obedient. I was like, man, I got to write this book. I got to do it because there's some boy who needs it out there. Yo, don't bark if you can't bite. I've been putting it off for so long writing this book, and I finally said, yo, I got a bite. And so I began the process of writing the book. The manuscript is done. We'll finish up the touches on it next week. But when I finished the book, hear me out. When I finished the book, I'm cleaning my house yesterday, and I had an epiphany. The boy moved his hands from his face, and the boy I saw was myself. I wrote my book not for other people. I wrote my book for myself. It was about TC, you got to stop barking and start biting. It was like the man up above said, this is who you need to write your book for that 12 to 13 year old boy that's still inside of you, and you letting him breathe. And now that you're letting him breathe, TC, I can work with that. I can make room for that. I can take you to another level for that. I'm telling people, yo, don't bark if you can't bite. Because I was obedient to that, man. I saw who my book was for. It was for me. Ain't that something? Yo, open up your heart. Take yourself to the next level. Three principles: don't bark if you can't bite. Talk to the man or the woman in the mirror. Principle number two: refrain from the know-it-all syndrome and spend some time. Principle number three: on reflection. I love you all. I respect you all. We'll be back in 2 weeks. I told you, I already got the message for the next one. Trust yourself. Take it upon yourself. Do some self-analysis, some self-reflection, and let's get to another level. I love y'all. I respect y'all. Big John, it's been a plum pleasing pleasure. Take us out. Let's go so we can grow.